Hello, and welcome to the February 10th edition of KSC Radio News. I'm Alex Fleming. Senator Bernie Sanders has 83% of the youth vote. Keene State students say they support Sanders' cause because of his promise of change to the political system.
It's my greatest honor to introduce today the next president of our United States, Bernie Sanders.
Carissa Dunn. I'm a junior. I saw Bernie Sanders speak yesterday at the Colonial Theater in Keene. That was my second time seeing him speak, and it was amazing. Bernie Sanders doesn't lie when he says that he's for the people. It's awesome that he isn't about the money and that he doesn't care to participate in that kind of political game.
It is about a nation today which has more income and wealth inequality than any major country on earth, and it is worse here today than at any time since 1928.
Joe Stacy, I'm a senior. The reason I'm voting for Bernie is I think he is different than any other candidate. Just in the fact that he's not part of the big super PAC, his record just shows that he gets things done. There's so many things that I think need to change.
When we talk about public education today, what we have got to be talking about is making public colleges and universities tuition free.
My name's Emily Bouffard. I'm a senior. I kind of was like, swayed in the way of voting for Bernie. I think specifically at Keene, any class that you're in is basically about questioning everything. Keene is very unique in that way, that everyone's pretty free-thinking and independent.
Sanders' win in New Hampshire means a boost in the next primary. Other candidates like Chris Christie are suspending their campaigns.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Really, really tough job today. I'm going to introduce
over and over again. You know, the essence of this race in the fall is going to be who do you trust more, the people of the United States or the government of the United States? I mean, that became even clearer to me listening to them last night. They believe the government is the solution to every problem. And is the creator of every opportunity. And I just don't believe that. I became a Republican because I didn't believe that.
I'm Tyler Croteau. I'm a sophomore at Keene State College. I'm a volunteer for the Bernie Sanders campaign and part of the group on campus, Students for Bernie. And a lot of Bernie's issues on affordable college, education, healthcare. It's the kind of stuff that resonates with college students who'll be out in the workforce pretty soon.
Give you something for free. Put your hand on your wallet immediately because they're coming for your money to pay for their promises. And Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders last night were doing the same things over and over again.
My name is Jared Sumner, and I believe that it's important that young people vote because we're the next generation of greatness. We're the next generation of people that are going to rule this world. Every thought that we have that runs through our head, those are the ones that matter. We're the ones in charge. We're the ones that are going to make the decisions someday.
Hi, I'm John Richards. I just started to get into politics. I think it's very important for students to get involved. I think it's very important for us to be able to get into a mindset where we can change the future and the future of our generations to come.
Keene's voting volunteers give their time to make sure people get the opportunity to change the nation, no matter who they're voting for.
Are you ready to vote with you?
My name is Cindy Brewster. I work for the city of Keene, and they were looking for volunteers to do this. And so
you already registered?
Elections are important to me, and I wanted to participate. I think that it's important for people to vote, to have their say, to participate. I think that's the only way that democracy can work.
My name is Linda Collins. I'm the moderator for Ward 2.
Ms. Kelly Cook, and I'm the ward clerk.
It's really fun to be here, like at 6 in the morning. No, I think everyone should consider doing something for their community and do some type of civic service. And this isn't something that takes up a lot of time. It's a couple of days a year, once in a while here and there. And if you ask them, most of them have a really good time while they're here.
And I think that what we do is very important, and it's not exactly an easy job. There's a lot of stuff involved, and you have to be precise.
We're doing absentee ballots.
We have to check to make sure that the signatures match. You know that because a lot of people are really concerned about whether there's voter fraud. We're the people that prevent voter fraud.
My name is Donna Hanscom. I work for the city, and they were looking for some help. They knew we were going to have a heavy turnout today, and I was happy to offer some assistance. I think it's good to see all the young people getting involved in the voting.
That's my name is Linda Van Gonis. I'm the election moderator at Ward 1 in Keene. I've been in this position since 1987, and I do it because I think it's very important. I just think that voting is very important. I think it's important to run elections well. We've now seen after the 2000 election that a lot of states don't run elections well, so I'm impressed by the way New Hampshire does, and I like to be able to participate in it.
This has been Mark Apesos, Alex Fleming, and Devin Roberts for the KSC Radio News.